research has shown that there's a direct link between living in a country that is in the midst of war to developing post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD. Even though it's much more common in children, there's an argument to be made that the constant exposure to conflict and the witnessing, hearing, and seeing of traumatic events produces this disorder. With approximately 193 homicides thus far this year, with no end in sight, I would argue that Baltimore City is in the midst of a war. Our homicide numbers are almost double the numbers in Chicago and higher than New York City. Homicide has become a way of life. It is not shocking nor surprising. At the same time, short-term solutions are being offered, which include everything from pop-up evening programs for teenagers to manhood training programs for adolescents. There's a growing feeling that something radical must be done. The Baltimore Ceasefire Group has called for a moratorium. Nobody kill anybody for 72 hours. They're working from the ground up, calling on community residents to be involved and engage and to mobilize within their community. This is not the first time it has been tried. In 2008, there was Mother's Day Ceasefire Weekend hosted by the Mothers of Murdered Sons and Daughters United. We ended that year with 234 homicides. In 2014, Mayor Stephanie Rollins-Blake unveiled Operation Ceasefire. We ended that year with 211 homicides. We're going to try again. And this time, if everyone gets involved, everyone gets committed, and everyone works together, we can do it and turn this city around. This has been Dr. K for WYPR, your NPR news station.